USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FAA Chief Stephen Dixon says the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft will likely not return to service until 2020. Speaking before a House Transportation Committee, Dixon says there's a number of processes and milestones that have to be completed.
When the 737 MAX is returned to service, it will be because the safety issues have been addressed and pilots have received all the training they need to safely operate the aircraft. This process is not guided by a calendar or schedule.
The Judiciary Committee in the Senate is continuing to question Inspector General Michael Horowitz regarding the Inspector General report that was released on Monday. Horowitz again says that the FBI probe was not fueled by political bias against President Trump, although he does say that a lot of the procedural errors and omissions by the FBI were troubling and raised civil liberty concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff, and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
President Trump is reacting to articles of impeachment being filed against him by the Democrats. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Hours after Democrats in the U.S. House filed two articles of impeachment against him, the president calls the charges flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous. He speaks at a rally held in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
They send these two things, they're not even a crime. This is the lightest, weakest impeachment.
The House Judiciary Committee will begin consideration of those two articles of impeachment against the president at a meeting this evening. One of them alleges abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. The full House expected to debate and vote on Trump's impeachment next week.
Joe Biden is telling aides that he won't seek a second term should he win the 2020 Democratic presidential primary and the White House next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There is an ongoing debate among many political insiders in Texas that the state could actually go from a more deep red to a purple or even blue in some cases. While in suburban Houston, Pierce Bush is looking to become the latest member of the Bush family to try his luck in politics, as he's jumping in the race there for Congress to replace retiring GOP Congressman Pete Olson. Bush is the grandson of late President George H.W. Bush. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry joins Fox News and was asked about Pierce Bush and his thoughts on his candidacy for this congressional seat.
Pierce is a great kid. I think he's a very, very capable young man, and my daughter knows Pierce well and thinks highly of him. Texas is a big, diverse state now. We're still very much a Second Amendment state. We're still very much a state that believes that, look, you're going to have fossil fuels in the world to keep the economy going, to keep driving things.
A popular young rap star has passed away. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The music industry and fans are mourning the loss of rapper Juice WRLD.
I still see your shadows in my room.
That's a clip from his song Lucid Dreams. His real name was Jared Higgins. He was only 21 years old. Police say he had a medical emergency at Midway Airport in Chicago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.